Chapter 3, The First Rehearsal Gust. The Breeze Band 3000 did not just make music, it made weather. A powerful stream of air shot out from the blower rack, hit the hanging lanterns, and sent them swinging over the audience like glowing fruit in a storm. Sheet music flew off the stands, blankets rippled, Mrs. Pigeon's crumb cake napkins sailed across the grass with the dignity of surrender flags. The drum arm thumped faster. The trumpet hose produced a long, blaring note that sounded like an indignant goose learning about opera. The washboard brush spun into a metallic rattle that made Papa wince with professional admiration. "Turn it down!" cried Tony the delivery fox. "Which part?" cried Nutty. There were too many parts. The keyboard paddles bounced under their own momentum. The whistles shrieked in batches. One hose slipped loose, spun sideways, and began playing a flower bed. Daisies bent flat under the blast. Mama leaped onto the platform and tackled the drum pedal. The beat slowed from disaster to nuisance. Papa lunged for the blower switch, but the power cord had wrapped itself around the washboard frame. Grandma strode through the gale like a general crossing a battlefield and grabbed the trumpet hose with both paws. It dragged her 3 feet across the stage before she got it pointed upward. The note changed from deafening to merely rude. Mrs. Hedgehog, hair blown completely backward, pinned a sheet of music under one foot and yelled, "This is not a concert, it is a landslide with rhythm." The children loved it. Of course they did. They danced in the flying napkins. Pip Chipmunk ran in circles shouting, "Play the windy one again!"
Mayor Buttersworth finally recovered his hat from the flower bed and jammed it back on his head. "Can we classify this as experimental?"
"We can classify it as over," said Grandma. She reached the mainframe, found the central rope, and yanked. Nothing happened. Nutty's face changed.
"That should have shut the air gate."
Grandma glared.
"Why didn't it?"
Nutty pointed. The rope had been threaded through the kazoo rack. Papa blinked.
"Why is there a kazoo rack?"
"Celebration," Nutty admitted.
Grandma gave him the look she usually saved for collapsing towers. Then she grabbed the entire kazoo rack and tore it free. The rope snapped loose. The air gate slammed shut. The whistles died. The trumpet hose gave one last offended honk. And silence fell over the park. Lanterns swung gently. A napkin drifted down onto Mayor Buttersworth's shoulder. The remaining real violinist lowered her instrument very slowly. Then Pip Chipmunk clapped. A few children clapped too. Then Tony laughed. Soon the whole crowd was laughing hard enough that even Mrs. Hedgehog had to sit down on the gazebo step and catch her breath. Nutty stood in the middle of the machine, hair blown straight back, and looked miserable.
"I was trying to save the concert."
Mama climbed up beside him and squeezed his shoulder.
"You did save it from being quiet."
That was not the comfort he wanted.